to be speaking this morning on don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. Some of you have already mistakenly thought about the end time, but that too. But I want to just share with you some things that we're missing out on in this life about God and about yourself and about His kingdom. Don't miss it, because it's an opportunity of a lifetime to know God and the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? That's my prayer to you, that you would not miss out on the things that God has for us. Our scripture today is taken from Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, and also found, I'll also be looking at verse number 33. Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. Don't miss heaven. You may be seated. As we think about this subject there, of all of you, some of you have already thought about the fact, am I going to heaven when I die? And while that is true, that is certainly something that we should be considering and something that should be ever on our mind. We're talking about knowing God in this life. Matthew chapter 6, Jesus opens with a prayer. He tells us about prayer, tells us how to pray and to forgive others while we pray. But then He does something very interesting in that prayer. He says that we ought to be saying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And ladies and gentlemen, what Jesus was saying to us, it is possible for you to experience the things of God in your life while you're living and walking on this earth. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about when you get to heaven, walking on the streets of gold, and sharing all of the joys that you will find in heaven. I'm talking about the reality of God working in you, moving in your life and in my life while we're living on this planet. Now, He taught us to pray that. He taught us to call on God and to ask for that to happen in our lives. And many of us will go through our day, and even sometimes when we are praying, we don't pray, Thy kingdom come. And we don't pray, Thy will be done. We pray, God, here's what I need. And granted, you may need that. It may be essential in your life, but there is a priority. Everybody say priority. There is a priority that Jesus has in mind, and what He wanted to give us, you need to first seek God's kingdom. You need to first seek His righteousness, not those things. So you got to get away from the thing prayer to the God prayer. The prayer that says, this is what God wants in your life. This is the will of God for your life, that you would seek His kingdom. And a lot of people, including myself, I miss that. I miss it when I pray, because I'm concerned with what's on my mind and what's bothering me, what's causing me pain and anxiety. I'm concerned with that. And I want God to hear my prayer. And yes, He does hear your prayer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to relate to you a verse. God already knows what you're going to say even before you say it. Amen. He knows what you need even before you ask him. You're not praying to inform God, oh God, you didn't know this. You're not praying to inform God. You are praying because you have a relationship with God. And God wants you to experience the fullness of knowing him. The fullness of walking with him. Your grandma used to talk about, he walks with me. He talks with me and he tells me that I am his own. You see, what I'm noticing is that there is a drift that is happening in our generation. People are claiming spirituality, but they're drifting away from God who really gives you his spirit. You cannot live without the Holy Spirit. You can claim you're spiritual. You can sing the hymns, pray the prayers, go to church, do all of these churchy things and not know God. Don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. Don't keep saying, I'm going to heaven when I die. What are you doing right now? How are you growing in your relationship with God right now? How is it that you are knowing more about him and get this, desiring more of him? Do you know how much this amazing God loves you? Yeah, we spend all of our time with what's on our priority list and we want God to pay attention to us because we got something to pray about. And God said, yeah, I know you got something to pray about, but talk to me. Amen. Know me. Walk with me. I will tell you things. You know what? Moses would go up on the mountain and spend 40 days in the presence of God. And we think all that time what God was giving him the commandments. No, he and God were talking. They were talking. And then it says afterwards he gave him the Ten Commandments. They just had fellowship. They just had time to spend together, just Moses and God. He didn't even get hungry. He didn't get thirsty because he was spending time with the one who could sustain him. And I think the reason why we're overwhelmed by the circumstances in life is because we don't get enough of God power in our life and we try to live for God based on our own energy. Yeah, we try to walk with God based on our holding it together. Well, how you doing? I'm holding on. Well, you ain't Tarzan. You ain't swinging from a vine. Listen, we're talking about living by God's strength. Living by and with the power of God working in your life. And if you miss that, you can go all through your life and get to heaven and find yourself saying, oh, man. I missed that. I didn't have the faith I should have had. I didn't forgive people the way I should have forgiven them because I was forgiving on my level. You know, long as you don't bother me no more, I'll forgive you this time. As long as you don't mess with me, I'm going to love you. But as soon as you mess up, that's it. I'm writing you off. Well, think about it. God didn't write you off. God didn't say, I'm done with you. No, no. Early this morning, God made a decree over your life, brand new mercies. Yeah, yeah. God said, I'm going to let the sun shine on you one more time. I'm going to bless you one more time. And you don't deserve it. But God gives it because he wants to give you his kingdom. Do you see what I'm saying? So you got to get your priorities. Listen, let's go through this very quickly. A lot of us, we have what we call misplaced priorities. I do, you do, you know, we'll do the things that we feel is urgent, but they may not be important. You know, it's urgent. You know, you see dishes in the sink. Let me wash them. But, you know, ain't no time to wash the dishes when something bad going on. You got to get your priorities straight. Amen. Now they need to be done, and I want us to recognize that if we would spend the majority of our time doing important things and acting on them right now, you'd get more done. Your productivity would just shoot way up. Your problem is you allowing distractions and misplaced priorities come into this equation, and you're saying, I want to live for God. No wonder you burn out. No wonder you're not finding fulfillment in life, because you're living in petty stuff. Hello? Now, I'm preaching to myself, so don't y'all feel like, he's just wearing us out. I'm preaching to myself as well. God asked me a question this week, and I have not been able to answer him. You know what the question was? Very simple one. Do you love me? Now, I know I love God, but the way he put the question to me, do you love me the way I love you? That's an entirely different question. And I got off my knees with this thought in my mind, well, Lord, I can at least obey you. I don't know whether I'll ever get to the place where I can love him the way that he loves me, but I can through the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? If I walk in the natural, if I walk in the flesh, if I'm not guided by the Spirit, if he's not leading me, and if I'm not obeying, I'm going to miss. That's the word for today. I'm going to miss what God has for me. Every day the Holy Spirit is telling me, love God, love God, love God more than that, love God more than that. I know you got stuff you love, but love God more than that. You got habits in your life that you love. Love God more than that. Amen. Everybody say more than that. When you start loving God more than that, you're going to obey him. You're going to listen to him. God won't have a hard time with you turning away from stuff. Amen. But if you don't love God, if you're not willing to obey God, then guess what? You're going to miss God's kingdom. You're going to miss it. Everybody say miss it. You don't want to miss. So we got to focus on some things. We got to focus on heaven versus earth. Now get this. You're only going to spend maybe 100 years on this earth. Some of y'all said, I'm probably not going to make that. And yet, you will spend eternity in heaven. Let me ask you a crazy question. Where is your greatest investment? The old folks would call it sending up timber. Now, I don't know what, because you ain't building nothing up there. The Lord's going to already build. But you ought to at least send up some prayers. Amen. You ought to at least send some love up to God. Say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for providing for me. Listen, I've never met anyone as kind as God.
Amen.
Just the kindness of God. You know, if I was all powerful, I wouldn't be kind to people. Mm-hmm. I'd be slapping folks upside the head. I'd have me a little hand just kind of slap me. Every time people do stuff stupid, I would just smack them. But that's not God. That is not God. This amazing God that you and I serve comes to give us his kingdom every day. Watch this. Before you get out of bed in the morning, he's already decided, I'm going to love you today. I'm just going to love you today. Hurry up and wake up now so I can love you. Amen. Isn't that something? But when we turn it around, we're looking at earth. Well, God, I got to do this. I got to do that. You go, come on, Lord, help me do this. Come on, ride with me, Lord. Well, get out of the driver's seat and let God guide you. Amen. Then we look at happiness versus holiness. We want to be happy. God never promised you happiness. He promised you joy. Peace. He promised you long suffering through the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. But he never said, you know what? I just want you to be. God did not tell you that. He wants you to be holy. As a matter of fact, he says, be holy as I am holy. But guess what? Now, if you get the holiness part, you're going to get the happiness.
Amen.
You're going to, as the old folks said, you're going to feel all right. Because you are doing what God has laid it upon your heart to do. You are walking in obedience with him. I got to move on. And then the last thing is blessing. You got people, they even call it now in the church blessing line. I'm going to tell you something. That is a recent development. Amen. Because if you serve God, he's going to bless you anyhow. Amen. That's redundant for you to ask God to bless you. He's going to bless you anyway. What he says, if you walk with me, I will provide for you. If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everybody say all these things. That's a Reverend Gibbons statement, all All. That's all it means. All. It means everything. Not leaving anything out. And he's got all of this available for me, and I won't even seek his kingdom. Amen. You know, you don't walk up in a bank and ask for money if you don't have something in there. Amen. Either you got good credit or something. You just don't, and you got to have a relationship. People need to know you. They need to know you. I wondered how in the world would it be possible for people to come up before God in eternity and then the Lord to turn them away and say, I never knew you. And now I realize it. Because all the while people have seek and sought God's stuff rather than God himself. Don't ever let this thing of getting blessings and people say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Well, I know that anyway, but are you walking with God? Amen. Are you talking with God? Do you know him as your Lord? Do you know him as the one who leads you? Do you serve him as the one that you obey every day? Do you really, really know God? Don't miss heaven. I got a couple of things I want to share with you. Here's a great one, because when you look at it, every time you go to God in prayer, he already knows. Already knows the things you need. Now, how does he know? He knows that because he's got your life already planned out. But watch this. If all the time you spend in this life, God is only correcting things. Oh, Lord, I got to fix this up. Lord, I got to get this straight. If he's only correcting things, then he doesn't have time to build things. Now, I know he could do all things. Amen. But if the only thing you want him to do is follow you around and forgive you when you mess up, when are you going to start saying, Lord, I'm done with that. I'm finished with that. I don't want to do that no more. I've matured now. There was a time I didn't know any better, but now I know better. I know how it angers you. I know how it gets you upset when you see me acting like this. And so, God, I'm finished with that. I'm going to leave it aside. I'm going to lay aside every weight. Am I preaching to myself? And the sin that does so easily. Now, if I step on your toes, say, ouch. But I'm going to keep preaching. Because we need to realize that God has a higher plan and a higher standard of living for our lives than what we're living. If you're not realizing God's best in your life, God is not the one to fault. You've got to look at yourself and say, wait a minute, where am I? Where am I? And then spend some time in God's a kiosk, and you go to these malls and they have these kiosks, you get lost, and then you go and say, okay, here I am right here, and I need to get over here. This book will tell you exactly where you are. It will tell you, and let me tell you something, the greatest time in your life that you really need to pray is when you think you're doing all right. Lord have mercy. When you think everything's fine, I don't have to worry about it, something is not right. Something has gone the wrong direction. God knows the things that you have need of. And then the next verse says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I'm going to spend just a little bit of time on these distractions. First of all, misplaced treasure. Jesus said, don't lay up for yourselves treasure on earth. Now, he didn't say don't have stuff, but don't let stuff have you. Amen. A treasure is something, well, let me hide this because I don't want anybody to take it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a generous person, you know, I heard a banker say that one time, the reason why all the banks in the community were getting robbed except this bank. And that's because this bank, what they would do is every couple of times a month, they would hold a cookout and invite people from the streets to come over and eat and do. And so when the crooks and robbers would get ready to, and they're not on rob that one, they feeding us. They're engaged in the community. They were doing things. The only reason why people rob folks is that you stingy. If you're a generous person, they want you to keep being generous. Amen. Amen. And that's another story for another time. But Jesus said, now watch this. Why store for yourselves treasure on the earth where the robber can come in or the moth can come in? How many of y'all had nice clothes and all of a sudden you find, man, what is this? Now, I know they got mothballs and all this stuff to keep moth out, you know, but you can't keep them from wearing out. Amen. Amen. I had on a nice suit the other day. And you know how it is when you put on a nice suit, you feel like this is a nice suit. Didn't know the suit pants had a hole in them. And one of the staff at work called me and said, I don't know how to tell you this. And I said, tell me, your pants are ripped. I said, okay. Treasure on earth versus treasure in heaven. Do you not know that your gracious God and my gracious God loves you so much that you're his treasure? You're his jewel. You're the thing that's precious to him. You're special to God. Now, if that's how God feels about you, how do you feel about God? Oh, he's my help. I watched a movie. You don't want that kind of relationship with God. Well, he's the help. Amen? You want him to be Lord. You don't want him to follow you around and ask you, what do you need now? You need more food? He's already going to provide for you. Why are you sweating life when God says, I'll give you my kingdom? Just love him back. And every time you get on your knees in prayer, Lord, I love you. Now, we can't love him at the level, but we can love him with the same kind of love. But if you're loving God, because I know you got some stuff up there, God. So if I just talk to you a little bit, I can get some stuff. You got the wrong priority. Man. That stuff is not your treasure. Let me tell you something. Let me preach to you just 1 second. If you get to the place where you get in the middle of nowhere and God is all you've got, amen. Guess what? God is all you need. Amen. He's your bread when you're hungry. He's your water when you're thirsty. He's your clothes. When you don't even have clothes to put on your back. God can make a way out of no way. Amen. People have misplaced treasure. Jesus, he closed that statement by saying, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. Don't love anything more than God. Amen. Second thing you talk about is misguided light. And I had to study this one because he actually started off by saying that the light of the body is the eye, verse 22. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And when he uses the term evil, he's talking about something foggy or blocking your view. Mm-hmm. All right, watch this. You can put stuff in your view between you and God, and you won't be able to see God because something is blocking it. That's when you call it an evil eye, where you're looking at that rather than focusing on the goodness and the mercy of God Almighty. You don't know where you're going. And you're going to ultimately fail because you've got a misguided light. But if you know that God is your light, let me move this out of the way. Let me get this distraction out of my way, because that can't give me life. Only God can. The Bible says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. All they were used to was the darkness. Let me ask you a question. How many of you all have been at the place where sometimes in your life you didn't want God to see you? Don't look now, God. Come on, admit it. All of us, yeah. Yeah. We've all been there. But he never stopped shining his light of grace on you. He never stopped loving you. And when you spiritually wake up in the morning, pull back the shades of your life and say, Lord, I need your help right here. I'm trying to overcome this. I'm struggling with this, God. I don't know how to fix it. I tried working on it. Now I get convicted in my heart, in my life, because of this going on in my life. Will you change it? Oh, my goodness, you better stand back and watch God. Because he will move that stuff out of your life and give you greater joy, greater peace of mind. I got to move on because I'm out of time almost. It's misdirected loyalty. And very quick about this one. He said, no man can serve two masters. No one. Have you ever tried working for two supervisors? One come and tell you one thing, and the other will come and tell you something else. You cannot serve two masters because you will obey one and disobey the other. You will love one and hate the other. That's what Jesus said. And then he closes. He gives it a little twist. You cannot serve God and mammon. And what did that mean? Material things, money. You know, OJ's money, 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 money. Try serving that and serving God. Now, does God know you need money? Yeah. He knows, but guess what? You can't eat money. You can't say, I'm going to put me a blanket here and I'm going to make me a bed out of money. You use it to get something else. And so when you start honoring God with your substance, you're saying, Lord, you first. You first. We have a principle and a teaching of tithing because we want to honor God with our substance and with the first fruits of all our increase. We want to do that because we know that God is the one that deserves our loyalty. He said, you cannot serve God and material things. You cannot. And that's where a lot of people are. Oftentimes, we as Christians, we drift there. But thank God he calls us back because guess what? If you belong to him, the Holy Spirit's not going to leave you alone. There's no way you're going to be settled in sin. There's no way that you can enjoy those things of the world and belong to God. He's going to bring you under conviction. And when he does, he's going to move in your life so where he can bring you to the place where you need to be. So what matters is to be heavenly minded. Everybody say heavenly minded. I'm closing with this. When you're heavenly minded, very quickly, you become a seeker. Every day, that's my assignment, seek God. Every day I get up, seek God. Don't look at what your worries are because Jesus, he did a teaching on that. He said, don't worry about clothing and all. Don't worry about all these things in life because God already knows what you need. Don't worry about it. Focus on the kingdom of heaven. Become a seeker. And when you become a seeker, you're gonna find it. Amen. Amen? You're going to find heaven. Second thing is, heaven is wherever God is. This is the good news. Amen. Heaven is wherever God is. Because in John 14, 23, he says, if a man loved me, again, the challenge in my life, if I love God, he said, God the Father and God the Son will come and make their abode with me. Now, you know what that means? I got heaven on earth because I've got God in my life. Anybody got God in their life? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap because he didn't have to do it. It's just his mercy. Amen. I'm going to ask that we all stand as we prepare our hearts. I know I've challenged you with a lot of things today, but I don't want you to miss out on the greatest thing that you could ever have in life, and that is heaven itself. Jesus came all the way down from glory to give you his Father's kingdom. Please accept it. Please embrace it. And please say, Lord, this is what I want for my life. Thy kingdom come. If there's one today, maybe you don't know God and you want to know him, I'm going to ask that you come.